body scan. The body scan can be done sitting up or lying down on the floor or a bed. But if you're lying down, you may want to keep your eyes open so that you do not fall asleep. The purpose of the body scan is to cultivate awareness of the body, including areas that we may not normally sense at all. So if there are parts for which you have no sensation, simply notice what that feels like. Begin by noticing your body as a whole, sensing what it's like to have a body, filling it with awareness and attention. Noticing your breathing and the way that the breath nourishes and relaxes the entire body. And now bring your awareness to your left big toe, noticing what it feels like. If you need to subtly move it in order to feel it, then do so, but see how much you can notice without movement. Next, notice the sensations in your other toes, the feeling of bone and muscle in them, including your pinky toe. Then notice the sensations in the bottom of your foot, noticing the feeling of the nerve endings there. Sense the feeling of your arch and the curve of the foot. Now notice the top of the foot as it feels from front to back and from side to side. Sense the joint of the ankle. Notice the feeling of the shin, the skin and bone there. And then the strength of the calf muscle. Notice the feelings in your knee joint, from below the kneecap, and above the knee. Sense the tops of your thighs, the feeling of skin, muscle, and bone. Notice the bottom of the thigh as it presses on the chair or floor. Sense your pelvis, your groin, and genitals. Then notice the bottom of your right thigh as it presses down. Noticing the top of your thigh and the muscles. Sensing the right knee joint from the top through the kneecap to the bottom. Noticing the use of the calf muscle. Sensing the feeling of skin and bone in the shin. Feeling the joint of the ankle. Noticing the top of your entire right foot. Sensing the curve of the arch. Noticing the feelings and nerve endings in the bottom of your foot. Sensing the mass of your pinky toe, the middle toes, and your big toe. Returning to your pelvis, notice the feeling of your bottom against the chair or floor. Notice the sensations in your hip bones. Sense the soft, palpable mass of your stomach. Notice the muscles of your lower back, your middle back, and your upper back. Notice the muscles between your ribs. Sense the expanse of the chest. Feel your heart. Feel the width of your shoulders and the feelings of your shoulder joints. Let your awareness descend your left arm, noticing the feelings in the top part of your upper arm, and then the bottom part, your biceps and triceps. Noticing the elbow joint as it feels on the inside and the outside. Sensing the outer forearm. Sensing the inner forearm. Noticing the sensations of the wrist. Feeling the top of the hand. Noticing the sensation of the palm. Feeling the thumb, the fingers, and the pinky. And moving to the right hand, sensing the flesh of the thumb, the fingers, and the right pinky. Feeling the palm. Noticing the feeling of the top of the hand. Sensing the intricacy of the wrist. Sensing your inner forearm. And noticing the feeling in the outer forearm. Sensing the elbow joint on the inside and then on the outside. Noticing the feeling of the upper arm at the tricep in the back and the bicep in the front. Feeling the shoulder joint's complexity. Sensing your scapula and rising to notice the length and delicacy of the neck. Noticing the jaw, the feelings in the lips, sensing the tongue, the teeth and gums, noticing the cheeks, the feeling of the nose, feeling the eye sockets, the eyelids, the eyebrows. Noticing the feelings in the ears. Sensing the crease of the forehead. Noticing your scalp. sensing your mind. And now sensing your body as a whole, noticing the level of aliveness in it now that each part has been sensed individually, and holding an awareness of the substance of your body, full of vibrancy.